Execute your dreams. Today we will learn about a very interesting topic, immunology. My guest is a postdoctoral fellow from National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Bilur Akkaya. She has been doing research on T cell of immune system for a long time. T cell are very important for human health, and let's hear what she has to say. Why do you work on T cells?
Okay, there is no particular reason why I work on T cells. I had a crush on immunology when I was a medical student, but that's not the reason why I went on to studying immunology or T cells. But I will say this. When I was doing my PhD applications, I had a broad portfolio. So I applied for subjects ranging from biochemistry and structure to immunology, virology, etc. And I think I was lucky enough to be selected by my PhD supervisor, Dr. Simon Davies. And luckily he was working on immunology and in particular T cells. And this is how my T cell journey started. And I enjoy it so far.
Is it possible to prevent chronic diseases?
Chronic diseases is a plethora of diseases. There are many diseases, and I have to say that in under that umbrella, there is also cardiovascular diseases and diseases such as cancer, diseases such as autoimmunity, and many others. So I don't want to give false hopes to people who are already sick and suffering from diseases by saying that everything can be cured and diseases are preventable. What I will say is that most of the time we don't know the disease, whether the diseases are going to happen or not. So diseases such as cancer has insidious onset, so which means you don't even notice that it is growing inside you. So when we talk about prevention, it is really, first of all, hard to detect those things to be able to prevent them. And secondly, people are made of different genes, and they are subjected to, they are exposed to different environmental factors. So in terms of prevention, I think what we can do is we can change the genetic makeup, but we can modify our habits and reduce our environmental exposures, such as a healthy diet or lifestyle with exercise, those things. From immunotherapy perspective, that is another thing to discuss about. And for example, diseases such as multiple sclerosis, short for MS, those diseases come with relapses. And you can be sick for a long time, but those diseases flare up. And what you can do by immunotherapy, you can prevent the relapses or make them more apart from each other. But I can't really talk about all the chronic diseases under a single umbrella. And as I said, for disease prevention, it helps to keep a healthy lifestyle so we don't have diseases.
Is there a possibility that chronic diseases such as type 1 diabetes can be cured and without side effects?
That's a very good question, and I will try to answer it from the perspective of an immunologist. And first of all, I will stress again, I don't want to raise false hopes in patients who are already suffering from this disease. There is a theoretical possibility that we may be able to cure chronic diseases such as diabetes, type 1 diabetes, by immune therapies. So what immune therapies do is that they target immune cells and modulate their action. And one of the problems with chronic diseases, particularly autoimmunity, is that there is an overactivation of immune system. And those immune system players go and attack self tissue and they harm them. And this is a major problem. And if we can really effectively target them, effectively and specifically, I should say, we may be able to cure these diseases. But this is down the road, and this is right now. A cure is a theoretical possibility rather than being a reality. But hopefully, humanity is going to come to that point.
Thank you, Dr. Akaya, for telling us about the importance of the immune system. We are lucky here that the immune system can be targeted for curing chronic diseases.
Thanks for having me.